creative journey is not an easy one. We're here to help. The Lightning Rod is a safe space to talk about branding, marketing, business, and the creative industry. Today's episode is hosted by Tammy and Min.
And we are back. Hello, my name is Min Nguyen, and you are listening to The Lightning Rod. And today, I'm joined once again by Tammy.
Yay! Another episode together.
I love when we collab. I really, really do.
Always, always.
Okay, so for today's lightning question, awards in the art world. Should I be concerned if I have not won any awards? Are awards and recognitions important? Well, we're going to dive into this episode and just go head on in. My short answer to this question is yes and no. Honestly, it just depends. And that answer changes from studio to studio. It changes from employer to employer. But I really want to talk about the pros and cons today about winning awards. And we talked about this off camera, off screen, off the mic. And I think the one thing that we can both agree on is that one of the biggest pros is for art students who have never had a job, never held a job in their life, never had a studio position or even a freelancing job, it builds credibility and it builds good exposure. Those are the two biggest pros of having an award under your belt on your resume. If you have nothing else going for you, it builds credibility, and that's so important. Mm-hmm. So if you have won an award, even if it's just for school or on an international level or a regional level for art, it says, hey, my art was up against a series of other artists and it was deemed to be in the top 10, the top five, or I won first place, I won second place. That gives you a certain kind of legitimacy because other trained artists and other possibly art directors, depending on what award you won, they are looking at your work and they're saying, oh, hey, I've been in this field for a while. This is good art. So that gives you a little bit of like clout in the art world. Would you agree?
Yeah, totally.
But then this is something me and Tammy, we also really, we've kind of like shat on this a lot in this series, but exposure, you know?
Yeah, this whole concept of exposure, like good versus bad.
I would argue.
We can go on for days.
This is one of those times where I would argue that this is good exposure because I'll just throw out an example. Let's just say hypothetically, I won an award for the Society of Illustrators. If you guys don't know what that is a highly prestigious institution of very well-known illustrators, and they have a featured magazine. They feature so many up-and-coming artists. And if you get picked for the Society of Illustrators, or if you get picked for like another magazine of that nature or another institution of that nature, it's a big deal because it gives you a kind of exposure that isn't just a random shout out on the internet into the abyss. These are highly specific eyes that will be looking at your work, all right? These are not random strangers on the internet who could be a plumber or an accountant or somebody who has nothing to do with the world of art. It is somebody who is an art director, most likely, or another person in the art world. And honestly, as an art director myself, if I see somebody that I really love in one of these magazines, because you better believe that these art directors and people in the art world, we subscribe to these things, we follow these Instagrams, we look at these posts all the time. And if we're seeing art that's being featured there, oh yeah, absolutely. I save them. I keep them in mind. I keep them in the back of my head. And I promise you other art directors will do the same. I promise you that.
Yeah, I totally agree. Especially I have some friends who work in like publication here in Atlanta. They definitely like in the back of their mind have like a pocket of illustrators, photographers, whatever it is. They have a pocket of those people that they, you know, seen over time or like seen have won awards, etc. So I think it does play to some degree, which we'll discuss the other side in a few minutes. But on my part too, I have definitely won awards for marketing, for graphic design, etc. Especially in college was one of the best times of earning those because, I mean, it wasn't really double work. Like it was kind of like we were working at the Signal together, me and Min. And as we were working together, those things just get submitted off into awards or into ceremonies, etc., or competitions. And that gave us like a lot of awards underneath our belt. But you know, like later on, we're diving into like, does that really like, you know, make it or break it for us? We're gonna cover that.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting dilemma here. This is why I say yes and no. Awards are helpful, but they're also not super helpful. Again, I gave this big disclaimer at the beginning of the episode. It really depends from studio to studio, from employer to employer. But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, I've spoken to my peers in the industry. I've spoken to my friends out there. And the number one thing that trumps everything else is job experience, portfolio, and skills. That is the number one things that art directors and employers will be looking at. Awards are kind of the sprinkle on top. And for some art director friends of mine, it really is a mixed bag. It just depends on who you're getting. It really just depends, because for some people, it's the make or break. For some people, it's like, okay, if this person over here, person A, has no awards, but they have great job experience, great skill sets, et cetera, and the same person B has also great job experience, great skill levels, but person B has won awards, then for some people, it'll be the tiebreaker between person A and person B. They'll most likely go with person B, the one who's won awards. But at the same time, I've also heard other art directors and other peers in the industry say, I frankly don't care about awards. If you won them, that's nice. If you haven't, that's fine too. I mostly care about your portfolio and if you are right for this specific project.
I also, like you mentioning that made me think about, like, you know, the whole studio to studio thing. So like for sure, and like, I think we should also cover that too. Like that's always part of the discussion is like, where is a student coming from? So, and where do they want to head towards? So like if a student, like a lot of the students that I teach like webinars or workshops to, most of the time they're wanting to go toward an agency, like a marketing agency, a graphic design agency, a branding agency, something of that sort. And if you're going toward that, to be very fair with you, with what I know and us running an agency ourselves, we're not looking for awards because, to be honest with you, there's a lot of awards out there. So it's a little bit, you know, hard to differentiate between all of that. We just had rather look at skill sets, your portfolio. What can you deliver? Can you give that art direction that we need? Or can you deliver on the projects that we're working on, et cetera? Versus like a studio, from what I know, Min, you can chime in whenever, but like from a studio standpoint, if I'm working on like an animation or I'm working on something that's very specific, I might want somebody that might have awards or someone that has experience in that competitive space or in that space in general versus like someone like that's just applying on Indeed. That might not be as ideal. Does that kind of make sense?
That's interesting. It's interesting that you bring up the difference between an employee setting, like our world of branding and marketing versus like the studio setting. It, mm-hmm. again, it's so fascinating is that it really just depends because studio to studio, it really just depends. I have had some contracting work where they really just looked at my website mm-hmm. and they looked at my portfolio. That's really it. I've had some that asked me about school, but honestly, most likely, more often than not, even in the studio world, mm-hmm. I've noticed that they care mostly if you understand the pipeline and you understand your role in the pipeline. That's the most important thing. And if you have worked on a student film or you've worked on student collaboration projects, that's great too, because they just mostly want to see that you are a team player. You're just a nice human being to be around. Yeah. And like, cause honestly, if you got the interview and if they call you back for an interview or you make it to phase two of the interview, at that point in the game, they just want to see if you're nice and you work well with the team. Honestly.
Yeah. I 100% agree on that part because I think at the end of the day, the employing aspect of things is very like, you know, it's very similar across the board for any industry, regardless of it being art or not. However, I do think it's important to touch that sometimes coming from like a creative standpoint, like a creator standpoint, actually, if I was a studio and I knew that Min has won this award for this, whatever award is like prestigious as heck, it's like super well-known, whatever, I really want to get Min because Min has already established that. By Min working on my project, that boosts up my project by 10,000, whatever, you know, the scoring scale is. So I think going back to the credibility thing, it definitely, if it's a prestigious award or it's something that is like super like basically hardcore and it takes a lot to get in there. I'm sorry?
Something like the Society of Illustrators.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And which is something I mentioned. Things. Yeah. Yeah. I also mentioned off mic about like IGA, which is like a really big thing for graphic designers and marketers across the board. I mean, like getting something like that and then if I were to see a resume, like, oh shit, like this person was part of IGA, or like they got awarded or acknowledged by IGA, I want them on my team. I need them at that point, because they're going to be able to introduce me, the owner or the project manager, whatever, to that network, assuming. So I'm not saying every case is like that, but definitely there is like a benefit there if it's very prestigious, which we're going to tackle next in terms of like, you know, who's going to be on the other side of that award and, you know, what's going on behind the scenes of these awards and what makes it worth it.
That's another thing. And this goes to the dark side of awards that I feel like we have to talk about. No, there is definitely a dark side to it. And it's, number one is, I think it definitely is so subjective. You don't know who is sitting on that panel that day. You don't know the demographic. You don't know what's going on. It could be anybody on that other end. And I actually, this is my personal hot take, is me as someone who is an art director currently on some freelancing projects, me working at TCF, personally, I would rather see you impress an employer for 5 years and you are loyal to them for 5 years than you impress a panel of judges for 10 minutes.
Oh, that, definitely.
That's personally, it says more to me than what's going on. But again, I want to reiterate that it's very good if you've never had job experience. If you've never had job experience, if you've never held a job in your life, then I will look at awards and I'll take them very seriously, because that's really the only thing on your resume. If you've never held a job, then I have to look at that as my next thing. But again, job is king. And it goes into this very interesting and vicious cycle of, well, it's hard to get job experience if you've never held a job. So how do you get job experience when there's already a discrimination off the board? You see, so then a lot of artists, they'll turn to awards and they'll turn to looking for them. And that's fine. It's totally fine. But I would say, don't beat yourself up if you don't win them. Always aim to try to win them. But at the end of the day, you really don't know who's on that panel that day. It could be, it's so subjective who wins these things. It really is. And frankly, to say there's a lot of nepotism in these highly elite circles. There is so much nepotism. There is so much.
Yeah. Like, and just so much, to be honest with you, like just politics. Like we've been, like the creative folks has before been invited to, like in our very first year of business, we were invited to be like on a panel to judge like other people's work, et cetera. And they win a scholarship, which, I mean, in hindsight, it was very cool. Like I'm not going to knock it or anything, but definitely like, we were just a panel of people that may not even know like to the core of what each artwork is about, like the values and all of that stuff. We just get like whatever description they gave us. So that's part of it too. Like if you're going toward like all of these, like right now is super popular too, like all of these internet online award programs or like design contest or whatever it is. There's a lot of them out there, and it's really cool that you win one. However, again, like the whole point that we're even talking about today is, I personally don't think it's a make it or break it. Like if you don't have an award, I'm not going to say like, I'm not going to hire you. I think it looks nice. It sprinkles on top, et cetera, but it's definitely not something that needs to be like stressed over to have to win one.
That's not worth straining your mental health over. But also with that being said, I want to bring into this point, I think the process of applying to awards and doing awards, for a lot of people, it's honestly a privilege that they don't have time for. Like, I don't have that kind of time, you know? Because if you're not doing it through the school or you're not doing it through any other institution, sometimes you have to pay the admissions fee. It actually, there is a fee for a lot of awards. You have to pay an admissions fee, or you have to spend the time and energy. So an 18-year-old student who's living at home with their parents is going to have so much more time on their hands than like a mother of four who also wants to get a job in the same art world. It's going to be a difference of time. Time is a privilege. Money is a privilege. All these things, all this extra energy and focus onto it, it's a privilege to do. And I frankly, when I was 18 years old, 20 years old, 21 years old, 22 years old, I frankly did not have that kind of time. Because I, at the time, as we spoke in other episodes, I had an internship. So I was blessed in that area. But I can only talk from my personal experience in that regard. But it was just a lot of free time that I didn't have to go and submit to awards, to go and submit to like multiple award places. If I saw an award that was convenient for me, and if I saw one that was free admission or some kind of free publication, then sure, I will put in that time and put in that effort. But I would never really search for them. That was never really me. And I turned out pretty okay. I am an art director. I have contracting clients. It's been fine. And I can't speak for anyone else's experiences but my own. And I don't want to pretend that my experience is the God tier experience or the only experience there is out there.
Yeah.
But so far in my lifetime, I have never had an issue getting a job without an award. Really, it's been fine. It's honestly been pretty normal for me. I don't know about you, Tammy. Like, I mean, you've won a couple awards in your undergraduate degree, but really, do you have other employers even mention that on your resume?
I mean, like, if we're getting like into that part of the interview where we're getting conversational, then yes, sometimes they'll bring it up. But like, again, conversational, it's like, oh, I just saw that you had this on here. Like, what was that experience like? Something like that.
Yeah. Actually,
but outside of that, it doesn't determine whether or not I get the job. At least I don't think so.
That's literally how it goes for me too. That's honestly exactly how it goes. It's like, oh, I see that you had this little award that you won. And then this is like way back in the day when I was like, I think I won an award in like high school. And it was like, oh, I saw you won this like prestigious award in high school. Like, you know, that's cool. Like, it was kind of like, oh, how neat. That's neat. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was really never a big deal. It was never treated like the end all be all. So my advice to my listeners, always put your best foot forward. And if you have the time and energy to apply to awards, if you want to cover those admissions fees, or if your school covers the admissions fees, why the hell not? Put your work out there. It's never going to hurt you to win an award. But at the same breath that I say that, do not stress if you don't win any. Like, again, we've said this. We don't know who's on that board that day. It's very subjective. You don't know who's judging it that day. You don't know who your competition is. You really don't know. It's all up in the air. Like, one day it could be a panel that would have loved your art, and the other day it could be a panel of other people who might not like it. So you really don't know who's on the panel. You don't know who your competition is. A lot of these places, I'm not going to say which places specifically, but a lot of them, there is an air of nepotism, and a lot of like the higher up places, there is huge nepotism in between. But either way, it doesn't hurt, and you'll never win if you don't try. So just try. If it's in your means, if it's in your capabilities, if you have the time and resources to apply to awards, always put your best foot forward. And if you don't win any awards, honest to God, it is not the end of the world. It really isn't, because at the end of the day, job is king. And the follow-up question is like, well, man, if I need job experience to get a job, I mean, we've covered this in other episodes. We mostly, you know, we did freelancing. So freelancing is very legitimate. It's not something to bat a second eye to. I put on my resume for the longest time that I was a freelancer, and I had like individual clients, and then I would just show the individual client work in my portfolio. And that was pretty sufficient enough for a lot of employers.
Yeah, I get this question often too when I'm teaching workshops, especially like to creative students. They're always asking about like, okay, that same question. Okay, if I need to get the job experience, but there's like no job and I can't even find like not a free internship, but like an internship that like doesn't pay, even an unpaid one I can't even find. So how am I supposed to get the experience? So I think that's where we need to get a little bit more creative with ourselves. And this is going out to those students as well. Self projects that you've done by yourself, I'm not saying that it's the best type of experience, but to get you by and to make sure that you have something on there, it counts. Put it on there. Just express to them, hey, I'm very eager to work my very first assignment. I'm very eager to work on like your projects, etc. I know I don't have the experience, but I'm eager to learn. Like, I don't even think like it hurts to be honest. And if they penalize you for that kind of stuff, I mean, do you really want to be working for a company that penalizes you? I literally just hired someone for TCF that literally had no experience doing anything. And I felt like that was one of the best decisions, because I can kind of mold and shape it to what I need it to be. And I mean, but that's just us though. Like, not every company is going to be like that. I'm sure everybody wants it to be like that, but that's what I'm saying is like, if you show them enough honesty, enough eagerness, enough potential, you will definitely get hired, whether or not, you know, internship or an actual job or a part-time or a seasonal, whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess the end note for this episode when we conclude is that you guys are doing your best out there, and honestly, award or not, it will not break you, and it will not be the death of you. So I think that's just our final conclusion. So I guess we're going to close.
Yeah, it's a damn struggle out here. So don't bat your eyelashes for 1 minute. Just hustle hard, and award or no award, you got this.
And
no
tell worries. Us your experiences with awards, because yeah. I would love to hear what you guys have to say. Was it the make it or break it for you? Was it not a big deal? Because my experience and Tammy's experience, it's not the end of the world. It really, it's really not like the one perspective. We want to hear your perspective as well. So anyways, yeah. My name is Min Nguyen.
And I'm Tammy Nguyen.
And we're signing out.
Bye.
Did you know that we have an entire content library for you to learn from? Check out our website for more information. Thanks for tuning in today. The Lightning Rod is powered by the creative folks.